evening. You're listening to Sound Soup, Resonance FM's very own late night cooking program, where you're not going to get any recipes. We'll just play cuisine of international and plundered music and soundscapes and field recordings and whatever I can get my hand on, really. For example, right now, this is a bunch of hardcore South Korean Christians, and that was their preacher right there, and that's the actual believers. Yeah. I'm gonna mix that in a bit better, a bit later on, with Phil Minton's Feral Choir. Thank you.
want anything.
There's a 2-drink minimum. See that sign over there? Either you order or you have to leave. Okay, I'll get the bouncer. Isn't the real world good enough for you? Love freak. Do you want this? Okay. I'll trim you for a 5. You get a beer. And take care of yourself, okay? Watch it. You know, there was this guy up in Frisco taking that stuff, who walked through a window and killed himself.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Made in Chinaman. When did you make that?
Couldn't eat enough of them. Peanuts, walnuts, Brazil nuts, monkey nuts, and he wouldn't touch a piece of fruit cake. That was a funny business. Your spitting image, he was. Married a Chinaman, went to Jamaica. I hope you slept well last night.
Listen, I don't know who you are.
What bed are you sleeping?
Now look here, eh? That one.
No, the other one.
Oh.
Choosy.
How do you like my room?
Your room?
Yes.
Perceive your room.
You know, believe it or not, you've got a funny kind of resemblance to a bloke I once knew in Shoreditch.
Well, actually, he lived in Aldgate. I was staying with a cousin in Camden Town. His old mum was still living at the Angel. All the buses passed right by the door. She could get a 38, 581, 30, 38A, take her down the Essex Road to Dalston Junction next to no time. Well, of course, if she got a 30, he'd take her round Upper Street way, you know, by Highbury Corner, down by St. Paul's Church. She'd get to Dalston Junction just the same in the end. I used to leave my bike in her garden on my way to work. Yeah, it was a curious affair. Dead spitter, here he was. Bit bigger around the nose, but there was nothing in it.
Sleepy last night?
How do you sleep?
Slept
well.
Now look.
What bed?
That.
Not the other.
No.
Choosy. What sort of a sleep did you have in this bed?
All right.
You weren't uncomfortable.
All right.
You're a foreigner. How do you like my bed? This is my bed. You want to watch out you don't get a draft.
You're nothing but an old scum.
Oh, listen, sonny.
You stick your wet gloss in the place up. You are no rock. There's no different ways of it. You are no snake. You don't belong in a nice place like this. You are no barbarian, honest. You've got no business wandering around with that furniture. I can get someone to meet this place if I want to. Get a ticket or not. 350 a year exclusive. Now, are you? What I mean is that sort of money is in your rich. Don't be afraid to take it. Otherwise, I got the balance right. I can run you down to the police station tonight. Have you in with a certain right to get intense daylight robbery? No, you're thinking and stinking the place up. What do you say? Unless, of course, you're interested in a straightforward question. I'll have my brother decorate the place on you, sir.
Yeah, I got a brother who's a number one decorator.
He'll decorate it after you.
You can have this as your study. Yes, this brother I mentioned, he's about to start decorating another room.
No, he's just about to start. So what do you say, 800 for this room or 3,000 down for the whole upper story? Who do you bank with? Who do you bank
And of course, no one interferes with Badger. I've had enough.
Why? Who should interfere with him?
Well, there are others. Stoats and weasels.
Hello there, Mr. Rat. Having a picnic with your friend?
Very nice.
Leave that alone.
Very nice.
You ought to visit us wild Buddhas one day, sir. You don't want to believe everything people say about us.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
They don't seem too bad.
Oh, they're all right in a way, but... Well, I never go to the Wildwood, and you won't either, if you've got any sense. Hello. Where is the potted meat?
I couldn't eat another bite.
Well, I suppose I really ought to pack the basket.
Oh, do let me.
Anyway, we get to the train station, and we're waiting for the crowd.
Now I'm carrying the weed around in one of those carry-on bags. I gotta take a piss. So I tell Connection I'll be right back. I'm going to the boys' room. So I walk into the men's room, and who's standing there? Four Los Angeles County sheriffs and a German shepherd.
They're waiting for you?
No, it's just a bunch of cops hanging out in the men's room talking. When I walked through the door, they all stopped what they were talking about when they looked at me.
That's hard, man. That's a fucking hard situation.
German shepherd starts barking. He's barking at me. I mean, it's obvious. He's barking at me. Moving. All my senses, blood in my veins, everything I have is screaming, take off, man. Just bail, just get the fuck out of there. Panic hits me like a bucket of water. First there's a shock of it, bam, right in the face. And I'm just standing there drenched in panic, and all these sheriffs are looking at me, and they know, man, they can smell it. Sure as that fucking dog can, they can smell it on me.
Shut up.
Hey, so anyway, I got my gun drawn, right? And I gotta point it right at this guy. And I tell him, freeze, don't fucking move. And this little idiot's looking right at me, nodding his head, yeah, and he's saying, I know. But meanwhile, his right hand is creeping towards the glove box. And I scream at him, I go, asshole, I'm gonna fucking blow you away right now. Put your hands on the dash. And he's still looking at me, nodding his head, you know, I know, buddy. And meanwhile, you know, his hand is still going for the glove box. And I said, buddy, I'm gonna shoot you in the face if you don't put your hands on the fucking dash. And then this guy's girlfriend, this real sexy Oriental bitch, you know, she starts screaming at him, John, what are you doing? Listen to the officer and put your hands on the dash. So, you know, then like nothing, the guy snaps out of it and casually puts his hands on the dash.
What was he going for?
This fucking registration.
You're kidding.
No, man, stupid fucking citizen doesn't know how close he came to getting blown away. That close, man.
Get in your pants and dive in and swim.
Tell me more about Cabot.
I don't know. He's a cool guy. He's funny. He's a funny guy. You remember the Fantastic Four?
Oh, yeah, with that invisible bitch and flame on and shit.
Hang on.
Mamma Rosa. Se gliene scappi farina, alle farina, alle mesi, alle mesi. Pantaloni di miglia vacca giù.
L'avranno mica arrestato.
Ma no, gli avranno bruciato le chiappe come gli altri.
Rah! scared of you anymore.
Looks like you're out of a job.
You are about to be involved in a most unusual motion picture experience. It deals fictionally with the hallucinogenic drug LSD. Today, the extensive use in black market production of this and other such mind-bending chemicals is of great concern to medical and civil authorities. The illegal manufacture and distribution of these drugs is dangerous and can have fatal consequences. Many have been hospitalized as a result. This picture represents a shocking commentary on a prevalent trend of our time, and one that must be of great concern to all.
Thank you.
what? There's no job in the world and I know worth getting out of bed in the morning for. And I know something else that's good for jobs that give you a pain in the neck. This good old little bottle right here.
Have a drink, buddy.
Hey, come on, Mr. Cooler now. Come on, don't get excited. What do you got, problems or something? What do you got, problems with your old lady? Ah, I thought so, huh?
Hey, huh? Did you stop by to have a drink with me? Hey, what you got in your hand, mister? A bill.
Hey, listen, I got the same problem myself, man, and I got one word of advice for you. I would...
Badger and Toad, they may be.
Excuse me, sir, but haven't you heard?
Heard what? Don't drop your H's.
About Mr. Toad, sir.
What about him?
Well, sir, he's got himself arrested.
Oh, no. I knew it.
so hard you hurt your fucking bed. But you ain't dying.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die alone. Excuse me, I'm gonna let you out of the green medicine. Are you a doctor? Answer me, please. Are you a doctor? Huh? Okay. So you're listening to what you're talking about. So, if you're through giving me your amateur opinion, go back and listen to the news. I'm taking you back to the rendezvous. Son's gonna get you a doctor. Son's gonna fix you up. And you're gonna be okay. So say it. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Say the goddamn word.
You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm Spax. This is Sound Soup, which is coming to its last 15 minutes. Basically, you heard mostly a lot of films in there. Just plundered. I got a list, actually. It'll probably be the first time I've ever mentioned all the tracks that I've been playing. But not quite yet.
Well, hello, Vince. Terrific to meet you.
Oh!
Hello!
And you're no flipping wizard either.
No, but I will 10 minutes after I get you on. Last time he goes on telly, Evira.
Harry, groovy,
groovy. Coming, man. Maybe I'll see you later.
Wait.
Boss,
hi, Max.
How's your life?
Fine.
Groovy, come on in.
Right.
You know everybody in here.
Hi, Felix, man.
Paul.
This
word is. So anyway, where was I? Right. Oh, I was outside that place of Victor's, man. Hey, Paul, you know Victor?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm flashing on this Roy boy you just buy in the drugstore. Anyway, I am flashing. And I'm strung on the stream, man, and the fuzz drive by. I say, hey, baby, just get a hold of yourself and pull yourself in, man, because this is it. I got myself back inside, man. Phew. Victor's in there with a chick by the name of O'Brien. And this chick is somewhere else. And I said, what is this stuff? And she says, just cool it, man. Like, just relax, go along with it. I do it all the time. Right? And they're just doing me in.
How do you mean they're doing you in?
I mean, it's really a heavy trip. Like, I'm down in a well, I'm blind, I'm screaming, I'm in hell. Won't somebody help me? And I know they're there, man. And I'm the whole show. It's a heavy trip. I slept for 36 hours, man. Blind. That was my last trip on Roybal, I'll tell you that. This chick takes it all the time, man. Can you imagine where that chick's head is? Let's make it upstairs, man. You want to hit?
No. How's everything?
Groovy.
Yeah. No, thanks.
You here for some acid?
Yeah, I guess so.
Why?
What?
Why are you taking acid?
What are you doing, a paper?
Curiosity.
Oh, me too. No. No insight. I really think that I'll find out something about myself.
Can I come?
Wow. I don't know.
I've got this whole thing going with people on acid. Like what happens, you know?
Yeah.
They're groovy people.
Well, that's,
sorry.
very own Mrs. Sarah Goldfarb!
Listening to Resonance 104.4. I'm Specs. This is Sound Soup. And this was a live, totally intuitive mix, which included the followings. Started off by Christian's Hijacked by the Holy Ghost, a really fantastic YouTube video. Followed by Filmington's Feral Choir, followed by London Concrete and myself in a jam, and Bill Fay on a Gary Smith Super Textured album, also Steve Roden, lots of excerpts from The Trip, In the Nursery, Monsters Incorporated, Kenneth Siversten. Vast Difference Organization, Blank Disc, bits from Driller Killer, Lee Scratch Perry, Mirzbo, Paganini, the appropriately named Messian, Requiem for a Dream. This is a soundtrack from Belly of an Architect, Wind in the Willows, Amarcord, VVM, Kingdom Scum, and Congotronics. And VVM. Did I say VVM? Yeah. And bits from Reservoir Dogs, of course. I think I'll just leave this running until next week. If you want to hear previous shows, you can go to newtoy.org/soundsoup.